Hello and welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. Today, I'm really super excited to introduce you to my guest. One, because we're actually on the same time zone, and y'all, that doesn't happen all that often. It's surprising and shocking. It's one of the great things about having a podcast is you can talk to anybody in the world, but when you do have somebody in your time zone, you're like,
oh my gosh.
But I digress. Our guest today, she's phenomenal. She is a two-time TEDx speaker and keynote speaker. She specializes in helping leaders navigate psychological overwhelm and burnout. Oh, I feel you. She understands that you can really find the balance between being a successful business person without giving up your personal life. And I know that is something all women business owners think about at least once a day. So please help me welcome the CEO and founder of Childcare Business Professionals, Evelyn Knight, to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited because, I mean, we were chatting before we pushed, you know, play here or record. There were so many great nuggets that you were dropping. I was like, oh my God, we should have been recording this. Hold on. We need a behind the scenes type of thing. But don't worry, I've got it. I'm going to make sure that we give you all the details that she was already like diamonds she was dropping. But you have such a powerful story. And I think it really ties into a lot of the social pieces that women and women in business run into every single day that I would love for you to share with us, you know, a little bit about your story and how you've gotten to where you are and now having a, you know, a very successful multiple seven figure type business. Where the heck were you when you started this?
Well, it's kind of ironic. I have to take you back a little over 20 years, which is going to age me a little bit to just give you the journey of where I started. But when I was a young mom, I first of all, my mother is from Honduras. And so I was brought up in a very strict Hispanic kind of culture, and then also very Christian. And so growing up, I was always told that your role in life is to be a wife and a mother. That is what women were put on here. And I had to be this great wife and this great mom. But as an immigrant to the United States, my mom was very excited about opportunity. So she would at the same time tell me that as a person being blessed to be an American citizen, I also had to get an education and do something, because she grew up telling me and my sisters that women in her country didn't get to have educations and they weren't allowed to be anything. So it was just planted in my brain that I had this amazing opportunity. Yet at the same time, I was told that my purpose in life was to be a good mom and a wife.
Right. It's like those two competing thoughts all at the same time, or messages coming at you.
All the time. Yes. Yeah. So when I was in my 20s, I had a major identity crisis that occurred for me. And I looked at my life and I was a mother and I was a great wife and I was a stay-at-home mom. I just had my second baby and I just wasn't happy. I was miserable, but I knew I should have been, right? I mean, I had everything, the American dream. I was young. I was in my 20s. My husband was making a very healthy income. I got to be at home with my children. I should have been happy, but I wasn't. I was miserable. And one day I dropped my oldest son off at kindergarten. And as I was walking through the building, everybody referred to me as Bronson's mom. And then I went to take my baby to one of his pediatrician visits. And there I was Ronan's mom. So it occurred to me that I got through half my day and I was like, nobody knows my name. Literally. So I thought, I'm going to go see my husband. He knows my name. You know, I just wanted to hear somebody call me by my name. So I went to my husband's work. And as I'm walking down the hall, every person I walked by referred to me as Ron's wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then as I walked into his office, he's, hi, babe, how you doing? And by the end of the day, I remember laying in bed that day, thinking to myself, I haven't, not one person today has actually said my name. It's like I've lost my identity. And that day I decided I need to get I want my own name. And I decided I was going to go for a career, which is what led me to childcare because I still wanted to be a great mom, but that paradigm that I'd been taught my entire life was I had to be there. I had to be with my children. I couldn't be a great mom. So in my mind, I thought to be a great mom, I had to be with them somehow. So in order to juggle a career and have my children, I did go into childcare. I'd already been working with children my entire life, but I had left the field for about 7 years. And well, maybe not that long because my son was about five. By the time I opened my childcare center, it would have been 7 years. So that's where I realized childcare is the perfect industry for that woman who wants a profession of her own and to still be with her children. And so that's when I went back to the really caring for children, but in that corporate setting, basically more organized business setting. And I had worked at childcare centers before, didn't want to do it. My husband convinced me if you're going to have a career, let's open your own childcare center. So I did open my own childcare center. And at first, it was a disaster.
Thank God. Okay, so you're not one of the people that, automatically had it perfect from the
No.
beginning. Okay, great.
No. I had degrees. I mean, I kept going to college, thank goodness. And so I did have degrees in early childhood education. I have a psychology degree. I had these other degrees, but I didn't know anything about business. I had worked in childcare. I'd seen the how childcare centers were ran. My husband had managed several businesses and very successfully. He was very good at taking businesses and making them a lot of money. So I thought we knew what we were doing. I thought, okay, I can do this, and we can do this. Looking at our resumes, I thought that's the case. And fast forward 5 years in to being a childcare business owner, one morning I woke up to an IRS agent knocking on my front door with a bill of over $100,000. It was just a mess. I also, within that same month, had an eviction notice on my childcare center's door. And that was a huge wake-up call for me. And what I realized is I knew the industry. I was wonderful with children. I was great at running a program and I have very high quality standards, but I knew nothing about business, nothing. So I decided that I was going to educate myself before I caused my family to lose everything they had invested in. And ironically, I got some help, and within a very quick period, I was able to overcome the eviction. And today I'm still in the same building 16 years later. I'm still there. I'm proud to say. And I was able to really learn how to navigate and create a successful company. I took the company from a negative $80,000 a year to a positive 60 in just 18 months.
Oh,
Which,
wow. Wait, hold on. Like, let's just let that sit for a second and celebrate that as a win, because that's not easy. And there's a
No.
lot of, like, I'm sure mindset that comes
Oh.
into play and shifts that you have to happen there, as well as knowing the business know-how and the how-tos and getting support and getting mentorship that supports you in doing that transition. Like, that's huge. That's
Oh,
amazing.
yeah. It is huge. And what I learned during that period in of my life is that 80% of it is mindset. It really is. We don't know how to think like an owner, right? Or like a business person. And we don't see, and whether you're in childcare or a different company, what I've noticed is that owners don't understand that their businesses are assets, right? They don't understand that this is something that you're growing that's a tan just like your house is something that's tangible and sells. For some reason, we don't see our businesses that way. So it's almost like we treat them like our child instead.
We do. We really do. Because you're like, okay, when you bring on your first employee, you're
Yes.
like, please don't drop the baby, right? I've spent so
Yeah.
much time, energy, and effort getting it to where it is now. Please don't drop the baby. We
Oh, well,
really do.
we do, and we even become friends with those employees. And then when they do drop the baby, we don't always have the courage to hold them accountable. We
Yeah.
don't fire when we need to. We almost allow them to hold us hostage. And these are all lessons I had to learn where I had this team at the time. Some of them were amazing, some of them weren't. But it was very hard for me to let go of the ones who weren't because I had a personal connection. And then the financials. I was good at running household financials. I thought I knew what, but business financials are a totally different ballgame. And that was something I had to learn very fast. And just structure. Most companies, and as a childcare business coach, I go into childcare centers. And when you talk about having an organization, like just any kind of organizational chart or systems of operation, it's like talking in a foreign language. They don't know how to read a balance sheet. They don't know how to read a profit and loss statements. They don't understand any of that. And so everything is just kind of going with the flow every day without any kind of business structure.
Right. Well, what I see a lot of business owners doing is they're doing it because that's their love and that's their passion. You know, like in your world, they want to do it to support the children, and they've got the knowledge and the skill and the psychology and the education on how to support the children. But it's kind of goes back to that when you're in the airplane and they're like, put the mask on you before
Yeah,
help
yeah.
anybody else. If you don't put the mask on you end up in the situation like you were, where you're like, hi, IRS would like some money.
Right, yeah. And
Right?
yeah,
And
and
then
you're
you're
working
gone.
absolutely. And you work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And I had gotten to the point where I worked myself so hard, stressed myself so much that I actually today live with a neurological disease because I did so much damage to myself by pushing too hard the wrong way. I also, at the time, was about 300 pounds. And the stress of being a business owner that didn't know what I was doing led me to really damaging not just what was happening around me psychologically, but physically as well.
Can we dive into that, please? Like, let's look at that burnout. Let's look at the weight. Let's look at the stress. And I know women right now are listening and watching us and going, me,
Right. Yeah.
right? COVID, people got
Yeah.
fluffy. Walk us through, like, what are some things that they can do, even just starting today, possibly, or this week, that would support them in looking at that burnout and looking at that stress, look at, how to not be as fluffy to support them so they can do the work that they're meant to do.
Yeah, the first thing I would really suggest is get help. Get help. I think as women, we often feel like asking for help means we're weak. And so we're so afraid. And sometimes we don't even know that we need help, right? Because we have to have the answers. We think when somebody comes to us for a question, we have to have the answers. We have to be everything and do everything for everybody. But then when it's time that we're drowning, it's so hard for us to just say, I need help. And when you can empower yourself to finally say, I need help. The other thing I would say about that is the other thing I see all the time with women is the first thing, and I know so many of you listening, first thing you thought is, I can't afford that.
Yeah, it's like that like instantaneous reflex. Well, yeah, I need help, but I can't afford it, so I'll figure it out on my own.
I'll figure it out, right? But then if your child needs football gear because they just joined the football or cheer gear, you will drop $500 to $1,000 like that, right? So, as women, a lot of times we don't invest in ourselves because our mind automatically goes to, I can't afford it. It's for me. And the second thing is, I can't ask for help. I'm the one who helps everybody. And that might not be a conscious thing that you're thinking, but that might have struck a chord for somebody out there. And if it did, ask for help. I went into therapy. I got a business coach myself and really just started learning the business behind things. And I just finally decided I need help. And there was a moment I will never forget. I told you before we recorded that I lost my husband. And when he was terminally ill, we were still trying to finding a way to keep him alive, basically. And he was at the hospital one day, and it was a very hard moment because I had an attack on my childcare center. An angry mother who basically owed us money decided to try and smear us all over social media, and for a childcare center, that can be devastating. So I just remember sitting in the hospital room. They'd rolled him out to do some tests, getting all these text messages, and people are just screenshotting me all this stuff that's going on. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And in that moment, I felt so alone. I felt like I was this island by myself, and I had to solve the problem, and I had to figure this out, and I have to be here for my husband, but how am I going to run my business? How am I going to do all this? I just felt so alone. And I thought about my business coach at the time that I was working with. And I thought, you know what? She's really supportive. She's been awesome. So I reached out to her and I just said, hey, I'm dealing with this. I don't know what to do. Ron's in the hospital. I don't know. And she said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I've got you. And she's actually today one of my best friends in the world still. She actually works for me today, ironically. She's one of my employees now, but she stepped in and dealt with the whole situation for me. And it was just one of the most empowering moments of my life because I remember being home the next day and I actually thought to myself, oh my gosh, I'm not alone anymore. I am not alone. I have support now. And that realization is one of the reasons I created my company, Childcare Business Professionals, because I just realized so many women out there, whether you're in childcare or not, as an entrepreneur, sometimes we feel so alone and we have to have all the answers and we have to. But honestly, there's people probably in your ecosystem that are just a text message away or a phone call away who would be happy to help you. But we often just shy away from asking. But that was my first step, when I finally had the courage to ask for help. And then I started looking at other areas of my life and realizing, well, maybe I can get help here. And to be honest, like the weight loss and everything, as I started to fix my mindset, it just happened. It just kind of flows, and you just become empowered, and it's not so stressful. And you start having the courage to invest into you, to pour into you. And ironically, it did make me a better mother and a better wife. And so when we're depleting ourselves, we don't realize how we're not giving to us because we think it makes us a better mom. You know, we got to give to them. We can't give to us. But in the long run, pouring into yourself actually does make you a better mom as well.
Yeah, it makes me think of one of our clients, Lisa Nichols. She ends up saying, you serve from your overflow, right? So you put the mask on you, you've got enough oxygen, you have enough that is filling you up, and the overflow is what everybody else gets to experience because you're entirely full, you're not giving from nothing, right? And so your brain, I mean, even just thinking about it medically, when you have enough oxygen in your brain, you can do so much more. So I love that. So I'm hearing you say, don't do this alone. Ask for help. Look for mentorship. Even if you believe that you don't have the money, you always somehow tend to find the money.
We do,
And
yes.
then when you, it's like taking that step, and when you make the commitment to say yes, to move into it, everything else shows up. It's like a belief that I definitely have is the universe always provides, right?
Agree. When it, yes.
So I make the decision, and when I say yes, then the things end up happening and showing up for me.
Yes. Yeah. And when I first hired my first business coach, I will tell you, I didn't think I had the money. I was literally facing bankruptcy, and I knew my family's house was tied to this. I knew everything my husband had worked for, and he had invested into getting me this business, as I had been a stay-at-home mom. So I didn't really, it all had come from what he worked on. And so I went and talked to my business coach, and it was just a consultation. And I remember her giving me the bill. It was, well, telling me the proposal, and it was going to be $700 a month. And this was years ago. So $700 a month was a lot of money. And I just looked at it, and I remember driving away feeling very hopeless because I thought there's no way I can afford that. But she had given me an assignment and she basically walked me through this assignment and told me, I want you to go and cut 10% of your expenses. And I remember the drive home, I felt just defeated because I thought I was running so slim. I thought I was running so slim. There's no way I'm going to cut 10%. There's no way I can afford $700 a month. There's no way. But there was this voice inside myself saying, you don't have a choice. You're going to lose everything if you don't. So when I got home, I called her and said, I'm going to do this. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. And she said to me, go do what I told you to do. And I guarantee you, I will pay for myself. So I did. And ironically, I ended up cutting 17%.
Oh,
And
wow.
I was running so, I thought I was running so slim. I was buying the cheapest paper towels and toilet paper. And, you know, I thought like, there's no way. But after doing explaining how she told me to do it, I couldn't believe it. And it's just an example of how we don't know what we don't know. And there are people out there that can help you that do know how to cut when you think you can't.
Yeah.
And when you reach out for help, it's amazing what happens. And that taking that leap, creating that $700 a month bill when I was already negative $80,000 a year, it seemed insane to me at the time, but it's what ended up changing everything. So there are people who know what you don't know. There are people who can come alongside you and help. And you're right, the universe does provide. When it comes time, it does provide.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you really specialize in the childcare business professionals and really supporting them in growing those businesses, like taking everything that you've learned and now putting it into systems and processes. And now you're the person that is going, okay, this is how we actually find the money, and this is the P&Ls, and this is what we do.
Yep.
So for those businesses that are out there, that are going, okay, yeah, I think I've gotten us this far. I think I might need a little bit more support. Evelyn, where do we point them? Like, how do they get in touch with you? What is the best place? I believe you also have a podcast, and you
Yeah.
have a free gift for our audience.
I do. So one other thing I'll mention is I also help women who want to start a childcare center, open their childcare center successfully so that they don't end up where I was.
You mean do it correctly the first go around?
Yes. So you
Oh,
don't end up
okay.
losing $500,000 in the beginning, right? That's another thing. I like to joke that I give, and it really is actually true. It's not really a joke, but what I provide is literally a franchise in a box without all the annual fees and all of the paying somebody forever that something like that. So it's another part of the program. But what I'm really passionate about is helping fix childcare center owners that are in that position where their staff is walking all over them. They're not making money. Their business is just a mess, and the children are not being served to the highest quality. So for me,
That's the biggest thing,
it
right?
is
If
for me
everything
the
else is a
children.
mess, you're actually not serving
You're not serving the
the
children, I can
kids.
guarantee. And I teach people how to have five-star quality programs that are research-based, high quality for the children, and you get to turn a profit and only work a 40-hour week. It's amazing in this industry, and retain your staff too. So, yes, I do have a podcast. It's the Child Care Business Coach podcast. If you're not sure if I what your issue is, I do have an assessment that can help you understand whether your business is healthy, where are you struggling, where is your biggest pain point? And for somebody who's thinking about opening a childcare center, the assessment will also help you to see what your future struggles may be and bring awareness. As really awareness is the key. And when you're aware of a situation, that's where we can start fixing it.
I love it.
So, yeah, and I
We'll have the links in the show notes.
yeah.
So we'll put the link to the podcast, the link to the assessment, which I think is absolutely huge. Like, oh my gosh, yes. And then also, links to your TED Talks and your website and all that kind of fun stuff, right? So all the resources to connect with Evelyn, we'll make sure that we put into the show notes so that you can go ahead and take the next best steps for you. My last question for you, though, is what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with?
I think a memorable note is for, especially for women, is really just stand up for you, And I was telling you before we recorded, I had a moment in my life. It was actually on what would have been my 30th wedding anniversary, 6 months after my husband, well, not wedding, 30 years. I'm not that old, but we had been together for 30 years. But it was our anniversary, and it was 6 months after he died. I was looking out one of my windows onto my backyard, and I thought about the girl I was 20 years earlier and the girl who had chosen my name. And that day, I realized, had I not chosen to have a name and to want my name, I would have been lost. I would have had nothing, and I wouldn't have been able to support my son, and I would have been facing bankruptcy. I literally would have probably had to go get a minimum wage job because I would have had nothing. So for women out there, stand up for yourself. Go and make something. Do create something. It doesn't matter what it is, but it is okay. You can still be a great mom, have your business. Whether you're in a business that's failing right now, fight for it. Or if you haven't started yet, start, because we just don't know. 20 years ago, when I made that decision, there's no way I would have known that I was going to be a widow, a young widow. And I am so thankful to that younger version of myself that chose to start a path for me. So don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and fight for yourself.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us here today. And I want to thank our audience here for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take all these lessons and all these diamonds. I mean, Evelyn was just dropping diamonds all over the place. Whether or not you have a childcare business, you still got diamonds out of this. So take the lessons, take the resources that you've learned, implement them so that you can create even more impact in your world. Until next time. Have an outstanding rest of your day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.